Is Mr. Henney in? Mr. Richard Henney. I've read all about him.
Page 47, item 33. John Buchan's famous adventure story, The 39 Steps. Freely adapted for radio by Charles Rittenhouse. Featuring Bud Knapp as Richard Hannay. Produced and directed by Andrew Allen. With an original musical score composed and conducted by Lucio Agostini. The 39 Steps by John Buchan. The scene, 12 years ago, in London.
Yes? Yes, Constable?
Is Mr. Henney in?
He's getting dressed at the moment. Anything I can do for you?
Just routine. There was a nasty business in the apartment above you this afternoon.
Who is it, Patrick?
It's the police, sir.
I'll be there in a minute.
Will you come in, Constable?
I suppose I don't need to bother Mr. Henney, but...
He won't mind. What happened upstairs?
Did you know the tenant?
No, he's a new one. We've just come here, too. Mr. Henney is on his sabbatical.
So I've heard. He's been in South Africa for 5 years, hasn't he? I've read all about him.
Good evening, Constable. What can I do for you?
I'd like to ask a few questions, sir. It's just routine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a nasty bit of an accident upstairs. Mr. Scudder, sir, he shot himself.
Good God.
We can't find out much about him. He was hoping some of the other tenants might have known him.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Constable. I really can't help you. I've passed the chap on the stairs a few times, but that's all. He was an American, I understand.
That's right, sir. But the old business seems rather queer. Blew his jaw right off, he did. His jaw. What do you make of that, sir?
Why, should I make anything of it?
You've built up a reputation for figuring this sort of thing out, sir, if I may say so.
I'm afraid I can be of no use whatsoever in this case.
Well, never mind, sir. Just routine. Hope I haven't disturbed you.
Not at all. Good day, Constable.
Good day, sir.
What do you make of it, sir?
Nothing very much. What do you think?
Some woman's my guess. Unrequited love. Very sad, very sad. You are interested, aren't you, sir?
No. No more investigations for me. No more. This is my sabbatical year. Well, Paddock, I'm not interested in any hole-in-the-corner suicide. What else happened today?
A letter came for you this afternoon.
Well?
From Sir Harry Bullivant, sir.
Hmm.
It appears that during our absence, he's been made Member of Parliament for the County of Galloway in Scotland.
Good Lord.
Exactly, sir.
Heaven help his constituents. What else does he say?
Well, he... Pardon, sir, that suicide's got my hair on, and I could swear those curtains were moving.
You haven't any hair. There's an open window behind those curtains.
Of course, sir. Well, Sir Harry wonders if you feel up to some Galloway fishing after your hottentotting, the word is Sir Harry's.
I'll drop him a line first thing in the morning.
His uncle, Sir Walter Bullivant, is up there now. Sir Harry'd like you to meet him.
Oh? Do I want to meet him?
He's very important, sir.
Yes, but he's permanent secretary of the Foreign Office. He'll probably want to talk African politics.
He's very significant now, sir. His name has been linked with the Secretary of the Navy in drawing up the new naval dispositions.
Why should I be interested in the future disposition of the British Navy?
I'm sure I couldn't say, sir. And while we're on the subject, shall I draw your bath, sir?
In a moment. Paddock?
Yes, sir?
A man committing suicide doesn't blow his jaw.
Come to think of it, sir, he doesn't.
Hmm.
What was the chap's name?
It began with an S. Let me see.
Scudder. Franklin Scudder.
He was behind the curtains. It's him.
That's right. A suicide upstairs. Look at me, Mr. Henny. I'm a dead man.
He's mad, sir. He's on that poor chap.
Oh, take it easy, Paddock.
I'm not mad. I'm not armed. Search me if you like.
All right, I'll do that.
There you are, Paddock. Scudder, I don't know who you are nor what you are. As far as I know, you're dead, and I'm not interested in your resurrection. Now get out the way you came in and be sure you're not seen. I don't want to be involved with you or with the police.
Mr. Henny, listen to me. I need your help. I've got to have it. You're the only man who can help me now.
That's absurd. I don't even know who you are.
I'm an American agent. I know you by reputation. You've worked for Scotland Yard, and you've done intelligence work in South Africa. You can help me because this is your kind of game.
Perhaps, but I'm not interested.
Don't say that until you've heard me out, please. Mr. Henny, I'm desperate. My breaking in here is fantastic, I know, but at least it should convince you that I am desperate. Give me a chance to explain.
I'm sorry.
Just 5 minutes.
Very well. 5 minutes.
Alone.
You mind, Paddock?
But, sir, are you sure you want to talk to this chap in private?
Well, don't be an idiot, Paddock. Go on.
Very good, sir. Call me if you need me.
Well, then, Scudder, sit down.
Thank God. I knew you were the right man.
What in the devil's name is this all about? That body upstairs.
Oh, you can get a stiff in London if you know how. He looked like me, except for the jaw. I blew it away. It was my only way out. They've chased me half across Europe, watching my every move. They had me cornered. Now, perhaps they'll think I'm dead. I hope to God they forget I ever lived.
Pull yourself together, Scudder. Who are they?
They call themselves the Blackstone. They're an international spy ring that feeds on munition profits. Right now, they're helping to promote a war on a scale this world has never seen.
Everything about you seems to be on a pretty big scale.
Look here. This notebook. Look at it. It's all there in code.
Now we have the traditional black notebook in code. You don't expect me to listen to much more of this taradiddle, do you?
That book belongs to the Black Stone.
And how did you get it?
That doesn't matter now. But I've been able to decipher some of it. So far as I can find out, Karolides, the Greek premier, will be assassinated on June 14th. On the same day, the British naval dispositions will be stolen from the Admiralty.
What's the connection?
I don't know yet, but I'll find out if you'll help me.
But why me? Why not go to Sir Walter Bulliver?
Hey.
If there's any truth in your yarn, it ought to be the business of the Foreign Office.
Of course, but Sir Walter thinks I'm a crank. He hasn't listened to me in a year.
I'm inclined to agree with him. This evidence is worthless. In fact, it isn't evidence.
It will be in time. Here's another piece of evidence. Look at this.
Playing card? Ace of spades.
Look again.
The A in the corner has a red circle about it. It's just inked in. What's the point?
That's a black stone ace. A little calling card. If you ever get one, you'll do as I did. Disappear. That came in the mail 3 days ago. And now I'm dead.
Absurd theatrical. Staging a suicide, coming in here through the window with code books and tales of a black stone ace.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, but it's 7:30.
Yes, Paddock. Scudder, I'm sorry, but I'm scheduled for a talk at the Colonial Club tonight.
You won't believe me. You say there's no evidence. Well, Henny, there is more evidence. Evidence that I've seen.
Where?
In Paris, Berlin, right here in London. The Black Stone operates somewhere in Scotland, too, and they have a base near Dover.
You're an American agent, you say?
Yes, but I'm playing a lone hand in this.
Why is that?
What difference does it make? The important thing is that I know the Black Stone.
How do you know them?
At one time, I worked for them. I tell you, their payoff men circle the world. I can give you names and dates and figures, and all the figures add up to one thing. War. I don't know what this plan to assassinate Karolides has to do with it any more than you do, but I know the Black Stone and what they're playing for. I'm no crank. I have the evidence.
Well, you're sincere enough, Scudder. I'll grant you that. I have this talk to give tonight, but I'll be back by 11 if you want to wait.
Where else can I go?
Mr. Henny's apartment.
That you, Paddy?
Why, hello there. What do you want, sweetness and light?
Oh, I just thought you might like to slip down and visit a poor girl. There's a pot of tea on the op, just for you.
I'd like to follow you. Know me, but I'm
And why not? Mr. Henny passed the window on his way out some time ago. another woman up there?
Me? Now listen, you know... There is a chap here, Polly, waiting for Mr. Henney. I'll see what I can do. Hold the line, eh?
Righto.
Mr. Scudder, would you mind if I... Cripes, what have you been up to? Everything pulled out. Lord save us. Mr. Scudder. Mr. Scudder.
Paddock, quick.
Don't try to move, sir. That dagger in your back.
That door, sir, Paddock.
Yes.
Tell Annie the 39 steps. High tide. 10:17. I...
Yes, yes.
The young
what
one.
What do you mean? What steps?
France.
France?
France,
France, who? Who is in here? Who stabbed you? Tell me. Tell me. Polly, get off the line, will you?
What's the idea?
Never mind. I've got to get through to Mr. Henney. Now get off the line.
I'll go get you, Mr. Ranney.
I didn't phone the police, sir. Thought I'd wait for you.
When did it happen?
I couldn't say exactly, sir. I didn't hear a thing. About 9:15, I came into this room, found it upset, and him lying there, just as he is, with that dagger in his back.
You haven't moved it?
Oh, no, sir, no.
I'm afraid I'll have to.
Why are you going through his pocket, sir?
His notebook. Poor fellow, I laughed at it. I'm pretty sure they've taken it.
Was it a small black one, sir?
Why, yes.
Is this it? In your tobacco jar. I thought it was yours, sir, although I did wonder why you wanted to hide it in a tobacco jar.
That's it? How did you come to... Oh, I see.
Yes, sir, I didn't think you'd mind, sir. I was a bit nervous, like, after I phoned you. Felt like a good pipe.
Mm. Well, he chose the right hiding place. Now, you're sure, positive, that besides mentioning the name Franz, he said nothing except that 39 steps business.
The 39 steps. High tide, 10:17. That's all, sir. What did he mean?
I haven't the faintest. Oh. Keep down, Paddock.
Don't fear. I couldn't get up if I had to. What was it?
A knife. It's sticking in the wall about a foot above where your head was.
Oh! Nasty-looking thing. There's a card stuck on the handle.
Yeah, let me reach it. This calling card's for me.
Calling card? Whose calling card? It's an ace of spades.
You think you can get to the light switch without getting in line with the window?
Just watch me, sir.
Keep down.
I'm as low as I can get, sir. There. They won't be able to see in here now, sir.
Let's take a look through the front window. Don't move the curtains.
How could they see in from down there anyway? What do they want to heave daggers around for if they can't see what they're aiming at?
It's their not very subtle way of telling us to keep out of this Scudder affair.
How can we keep out of it? We're already in it. Up to our necks. Well, there's nobody in the street that I can see, except that tart parading her dog.
She's somebody. Let's try the window on the lane.
It's pitch black down there. Can't see a thing.
Listen. I'm going to open the window.
Be careful, sir. Don't you think I should call the police, sir?
No, I can't afford to get mixed up with police routine. I've only got 5 days.
5 days? What for?
To get to Sir Walter Bullivant.
Why him?
The gang that killed Scudder is aspiring, an international ring. According to Scudder, they're planning to assassinate Karolidis, the Greek premier, who's in London now. In some way, Scudder didn't know Karolidis' assassination is part of a scheme to lay hands on the new fleet distribution plans of the Admiralty. That scheme is scheduled to come off June 14th, only 5 days away.
But Sir Walter's with his nephew in Galloway. Well,
that's where I'm going.
But may I be permitted to ask one question, sir?
What is it?
How? How are you going to get out of here? That spy ring has put a ring around the block. If you'll pardon the expression, sir.
Hmm. You're stuck here for the night, I'm afraid. But there's always tomorrow.
And what will make tomorrow any different from tonight?
Let's see. Oh, and Paddock, be sure to put out the milk bottles.
The milk bottles?
Yes.
Very good, sir. I'll be sure to put out the milk bottles.
Come in a moment. I want a word with you.
Good morning, Miss Stanley. What's up? Ain't you pleased with the milk?
Oh, quite the contrary. I want to extend the service. Won't you step in?
Certainly, Governor. You thinking of getting married? Huh. That usually calls for something extra in my line.
I want you to help me.
In what way, if I may ask?
I fancy you're a bit of a sportsman, aren't you?
No, nothing to speak of.
Could you lend me your cap and overalls for 10 minutes?
Now, just a minute.
And here's a pound note for you.
Quick. What's your game?
It's a bet. I haven't time to explain, but the winner, I've got to be a milkman until 7:10. All you've got to do is stay here until I come back.
And keep that quick. Well, no, I ain't the man to spoil a little sport. Either we, Governor.
Ah, the hat fits. That's lucky.
With the overalls, you'll fool every cook in Portland Place.
Yeah. Was there anybody in the street as you came by?
There's a copper 2 blocks down. Some drunken woman singing to herself in the corner.
That's what I wanted to know.
That's a pretty nice set of tweeds to go under these overalls. Hope you don't get them too creased, sir.
I'll only be in them for 10 minutes. And here's your quid.
Thank you, Governor. This will keep the missus in crumpets. And here, don't forget the whistle Loch Lomond. That's me special theme song.
All right. Well, wish me luck.
You'll win that bet, Governor. No fear.
Franz again. Hanny's on the Scottish Express. We traced him to Paddington Station and they identified his photograph at one of the wickets.
He's trying to get to Bullivant, of course.
The police arrived about 10 minutes later.
Damnation. Is your lady friend there?
Yes.
Now the two of you blunderers take the next train north. I'll meet you here at the house in Galloway.
At the house in Galloway. Right. Any plans?
I'll tell you later. Hanny won't get away a second time if the police don't catch up with him first.
Richard Hanny, remember him, good man. It appears that he's implicated in some stabbing, extraordinary thing. You should read it. The body was found in his apartment by some milkman, and Henny's bolted in the chap's overalls. It says Scotland Yard is holding Henny's man Paddock for questioning. It's fantastic. They're calling it the Portland Place murder. You should read it, really. You should.
Instruct all local police along route of Scottish Express to be on lookout for Richard Annie. Believed on board. Follows description of Annie. Age 37, height 6 feet, athletic build, blue eyes, Light brown gray in hair. Last seen wearing a dark gray tweed suit.
Excuse me, mister.
Yes?
This is the only compartment with a big seat left. You'll no mind an old lady in the wee chair and her company. The train, don't he?
Not at all. Why should I?
Oh, we'll be right. He should be up in front, shut up in the box, the pair dog. But Lockie, the station master, he said he'd wink his ear this time. I didn't want to be any trouble, but you see, we're fair worried, the two of us.
Do come in.
Thank you, sir. Aye, we're fair worried. I'm no so good a traveler, and this is the first time Angus has been on the car, the wee dear. You're certain you'll no mind?
Of course not. I had a long trip without company.
A long trip?
From London. Oh. I'll soon be getting off, though.
Oh, all the way from London. Mercy on us, I could never do that. This 10-mile jaunt's enough for me and Angus.
He'll have the time of his life.
Oh, no, sir. I don't trust these new locomotives. All quizz and worry. But this young gentleman will take care of us, Angus, so don't be afraid.
Oh, he's a fine kid. Hello, boy. Seems Angus can take care of himself.
Oh, the wee dear is very suspicious for the first while. Oh, geez, we're starting. It's the trace of the bridges I can't bear. It's so small and the train's so huge.
I'm sure the trestles are as sturdy as everything else in Galloway.
Aye, but the locomotive is the very beast of Babylon. Oh, such days we're living in. Death and danger and sin. Would you believe it now? At Newton Stewart now, as quiet a borough as you'll find in Galloway. Who was there boarding the cars with Angus and me but a brace of policemen and an official looking man in an ulster?
Police, did you say?
Aye, police. Lachie, the station agent, him of Kent, 52 years. Lachie was saying they're after some escape at murderer. Here, mister! Can you open that door? He'll blow us all to bed.
Confound the morning. Confound it, I say.
Good day, Roadmender.
The quality of the day depends on the pursuits of the evening before, that's my opinion. Eh, my peer, heed my head. You don't look as if yourself had such a quiet night.
I do look a bit messed up. You see, I had a car accident. Got off the proper road.
We're always off the proper road these days. Once there was me and Mister knew I'm the slave of the government. Tethered here to the road with a bursting heat, I can't do it. No, after a wedding and drinking till 4 in the morning.
Why don't you go home and sleep it off?
It's easy speaking, but I got a postcard yesterday saying the new surveyor would be around. He'll come and no find me, or he'll come and find me drunk. Either way, I'm a dead man.
Yeah. Does the new surveyor know you?
Not him. He's just been on a fortnight.
Back to your bed, then. I'll take the job for a bit and see the surveyor.
You will.
I mean that.
But, oh, I won't argue, you may change your mind. Blessings on your head, man, you're the belly.
What's your name?
Alexander Trummell.
Well, let's have your outfit, Trummell.
My clothes are awfully dirty, you should.
All the better. You take my coat. Waistcoat. And we'll get this collar and tie off, too.
You'd better take my pipe. A foul stump with the real clay article.
Oh, for the shirt and trousers.
Man, but you've got a forearm there. An arm for a smithy.
It'll pass for a road mender's too, I hope.
You'll do. Your face, it needs some grime to pass for mine. Here, I'll rub some in.
Leave a water marker on my neck, like yours.
Ah, it's government dirt on my neck and off adhesive. There. You're a fine copy of Scotch Road.
Just in time, too. Here comes the surveyor now.
Don't worry. I'll play it proper.
Just speak him fair and don't forget the comb, sir. I'll be back by midday.
Have a good sleep.
Don't forget the comb, sir.
Are you Alexander Turnbull?
Trummel's the name. Alexander Trummel. Sir.
Yes, yes. I am the new Galloway County Road Surveyor.
I got the postcard you were coming, sir.
Well, it seems like a fair bit of road, and not badly engineered. A little soft about a mile off, and the edges want closing.
I'll see to it, sir. Never you fear.
There's nothing else, I think. Oh, by the way, you didn't see a tall English chap, did you? He'd possibly be keeping to the hedges, a fugitive.
I've seen no one this morning. I didn't again.
That car coming along the ridge. There are two chaps in it looking for him. They'll be asking you, no doubt. They're paying for information if you have it.
Police, sir?
No. The police in Galloway aren't paying a guinea for information.
A guinea? Then I'll keep my eyes open for certain.
Right. Well, good morning, Trammell. Be coming around again in about 3 weeks.
I'm sorry to leave you in the lurch, Trammell. Even government dirt won't hide me from that car on the ridge.
Well, what do you see, France? He's started to run now.
I can see that without field glasses. Here, give them to me.
You think it's Hanny? It's the right build.
I'm positive. That one is an athlete, not a road mender.
What do you want me to do?
Stay with him. Let him see your following, but don't close in. I'm going back to the house.
Well, I need some help.
I'll send back a couple of men in the car. If Hanny continues running in that direction, he'll come to the high road and bump into the police. It shouldn't be too difficult then to block him off and head him towards the house.
Three of us should manage.
Remember, I'm relying on you. I want to see Hanny this afternoon. So keep him running and in the right directions.
Get down to the bridge and hurry. Don't let him cross. Keep him heading west. West.
Freedom!
How can you sit here on the veranda for hours playing patience?
Cards are cool and crisp. I like the feel of them. Stop pacing. It won't do any good.
I loathe waiting.
I know that too well.
Please. Please.
This Jack can go on the queen, and we turn up the one under. Good, an ace. Now we can start building. You should learn to like cards. They're good for the nerves.
I can't bear the sight of them.
Rather childish attitude, isn't it? Now this ace of spades, for instance.
Oh, it torments me. I've tried to explain.
What good are explanations? You let Hanny fool you. Disguise as a milkman. Any child could have spotted him.
I've always done everything you wanted.
But you're paid not to make mistakes.
I wasn't the only one who made...
I think I heard a shout.
Are they coming?
Shouldn't be surprised. France knows better than to let me down again.
What are you going to do with Hanny?
Keep him quiet for a while.
Nothing more.
Nothing more will be necessary. I want him out from under my feet until we finish this job and get away. Why create any more complications? Ah, there he is in the pasture, running straight for here.
You want me here, on the veranda?
Now go into the house. Tell Robert to be ready. Quick. Two on the ace. Three on the two. Black 9 on the red 10, and we turn up another. Black king, that should be useful.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I must get in touch with Sir Harry Bullen. I see you have a line.
Yes, we have. Do you want a phone?
Could I, please?
You seem in a great hurry. You're being chased, am I right?
I can't explain now, but I swear to you, Sir Harry will vouch for me. You must know him. He's your MP.
Yes, I know him. Who's after you? The police?
The police and some others. But I tell you, everything will be all right once I get through to Sir Harry.
Maybe I believe you and maybe I don't. But in any case, I have an intense dislike of the rural police, always bothering me about some nonsense. I live out here in this remote house because I like peace and quiet, and here they are again bothering me. I shall speak to the chief constable.
I can see them now, sir. Coming hell for leather.
In 2 minutes, they'll be ruining my lawn with their hobnails. Step through that doorway. I'll handle these two lights.
1,000 thanks, sir.
They've stopped. They're looking up here now.
Hi there!
Did you see a tall country fella running this way?
I'm not in the habit of shouting.
What?
I refuse to shout to policemen.
Hey, where's the police? Did you see a tall country fella running this way?
He's wanted.
He went over that ridge.
What?
Over that ridge.
Did you say ridge?
Stupid louts. Yes, ridge.
Did you say over the ridge?
Yes, I did.
Which ridge?
That one. That one. I'm pointing at it.
Oh.
Now get off my property.
Thank you, sir. This way. This way.
Clumsy yokels ruining a man's lawn. I think you may come out now.
Really? I'm too grateful for words, Mr.
Appleton's the name. And I was expecting you.
I don't understand.
You spoke of some others who were after you besides the police. Look behind you, Mr. Hannay. I wouldn't try anything, Mr. Hannay. Robert is an excellent shot. And so am I.
I see. Scudder said the Black Stone had a base in Scotland.
I imagine he told you entirely too much. And you have a notebook, I believe. Search him, Robert.
Yeah, boy. Here's the book. No gun.
Thank you. And now, Hannay, Robert is going to show you to your quarters.
The storehouse, sir?
Yes, the storehouse. But don't be alarmed, Mr. Hannay. Nothing very serious is going to happen to you. You're going to be kept in storage for a while, that's all.
Until June 14th. Is that it?
Until after the 14th. We don't want any more interference, you see.
Yes. I see. Storehouse, eh, Billy? Wonder what they store. Match won't hurt. There, there, old lady. A match won't hurt you. It's an old shed with some older sacks. Empty. Not much use trying the door, but let's see. All very tight, of course. All very tight. Does not look very promising, Biddy. What have we here? A wall press. Thought there might be anything of interest in that press. Padlock. You know, Biddy, people are very careless. They padlock a wall press and forget the hinge. Nothing better to do. Might as well have a shot at it. Shouldn't be too hard with the help of a penknife. If I had a penknife. Nail file. Now, let's at it. Really need a third hand around here in the dark, Biddy. Too bad you can't hold a match. Now, what have we? Bottles. Sulfur. Copper wire. Fuses. Some oiled silk. Yanks of it. Cardboard box. And inside. Hey, Biddy, look at these, would you? Pretty sight by matchlight. Half a dozen little gray bricks. Soft, too. Yes, madam, I'm right. Thought I knew lanternite when I saw it. Madam, we can blow this shed to bits. Of course, we might blow ourselves into the treetops, too, but what do you say? This is going to be a beastly moment, but let's pretend it's as simple as Guy Fawkes fireworks. A quarter of a brick should be enough. The fuse there now. And the detonator. What's that? Crack near the door? Good for you, Biddy. We can bury it there. We better put some sacks on it for good measure. All the way now. Now, come here, Biddy.
Come here, you fool, unless you want to get your head blown off. Come on, come on.
There, that's a nice lady. I think we'd better get right inside the wall press. More protection. You ready? Right. Here goes. Now, pray, Biddy. Pray.
Well done, old girl, and right in the palm of my hand, one grade A large.
Pardon me, Sir Harry, but there's a man, a Libra, a rather battered Libra, who wishes to see you.
Does he look like a constituent?
Yes, Sir Harry.
Did you notice any bulge about his person that might be a petition?
No, Sir Harry, but he said he must see Sir Harry Bullivant and stood on his rights as a man of the people.
And very stationary, no doubt.
Quite so, but I did seem to detect a twinkle, you might call it, in his eye. It seemed strange.
A constituent of mine with a twinkle in his eye, and you call it strange. It's momentous.
I may have been in error, sir, but I did seem to detect it.
Well, then, cut the red tape, sever the bonds of empire, and show him in.
I'll do that, Sir Harry. You may come in, my good man.
You're no fooling me. It's Sir Harry I want. No secretary.
Come in, man. Come in. I'm Sir Harry Bullivant in the flesh. Have a chair.
Thank you.
I'm always pleased to meet my good Galloway friends.
Aye. This is a comfortable chair. Must have cost a wee mite. No?
I couldn't say. Well, it's fine weather we're having.
Aye.
Good for the grass, eh? And that's, good for the sheep? And that's, that's pretty good.
Aye.
Are you a herdsman?
Nope.
No? Well, I don't think I caught your name.
I didn't agree it.
That's right, you didn't.
But you know it.
Well, of course, I just can't quite...
Her name is Hanny.
Oh, to be sure, I remember now. I'm good at faces, you know, but names? Hanny, of course, Hanny. Good Lord!
How are you, Sir Harry?
Dick Hanny, what in the devil are you doing in that get-up? You had me going.
Don't you read the papers?
Why in heaven's name should I want to read the papers?
Well, you might have found out that I'm a wanted man. Wanted for the Portland Place murder.
Now, look here, Dick. You can pull my leg just so far.
I'm wanted for murder. This is the third day I've been dodging the hedgerows, heading for this place of yours.
You're sure you're quite well, old boy?
Quite well.
Then, are you sure you're perfectly innocent?
That's why I came here. I should have arrived yesterday, but I had a slight affair with a hen.
An affair with a hen? Now, see here, I don't feel very bright this morning.
Well, the whole thing's a story for Sir Walter.
What's Uncle Walter to do with it? Murder isn't Foreign Office business, to say nothing of poultry.
I'm coming to that. In the meantime, these clothes, I've never been so filthy in all my life.
Now that you mention it, you are a bit high. We'll fix you up, though. Wager a bit of Galloway mutton might go well, too, eh?
Absolutely.
Come along, then.
You see, evidently Scudder didn't know what the connection was between the theft of the Admiralty plans and the death of Corollides. But that was his story, Sir Walter. And today is June 14th.
Yes. Quite.
My hat. To think that only last week I snapped my fingers at the foreign spy menace right in the face of my so-called electorate. Pooh-pooh, I said to the foreign spy menace.
What do you think of it all, Sir Walter?
Frankly, Mr. Hannay, I don't believe it.
It's too much like a typical Scudder melodrama. You didn't know him. He's almost useless as an agent. Too fond of playing a lone hand.
Yeah, but Scudder was stabbed playing a lone hand.
I must say that I'm rather taken with that little black stone ace of yours, Dick. Let's have a look at it.
Quite, but Hanny will be perfectly safe here from the black stone.
Then you do believe in them?
Certainly. They're cheap international thugs. And Scudder knew something that made his death worth money.
And what was that?
Everything he told you was tommy rot. The assassination of Karolides, preliminary to war. And just as tommy rot was his claim not to know the connection between Karolides and our naval dispositions. Scudder knew that, and therefore he was put out of the way.
Sorry, but I don't follow.
Scudder was killed to keep him from selling information the Black Stone wanted to handle. That's the only possible explanation.
And what was that information?
Why should I tell you, Hanny?
Oh, I see. Very hush-hush.
Precisely.
Well, you can't prevent me from guessing.
No, sir, you can't. Go ahead, Dick.
A secret naval treaty. And Karolides was the intermediary between the British Admiralty
and a foreign power unstated. Go on, I love it.
As part of the negotiations, Karolides is being entrusted to take the British Navy dispositions to...
The aforesaid foreign power unstated. And don't forget to add, Dick, that only 5 people in England are supposed to know.
What about Scudder and the Black Stone?
Oh, yes, you're right. Sounds to me like a pretty big leak in the British Navy. How about plugging it?
Well, I may say you're talking sense.
And Karolides is in danger.
Any Karolides is in no danger. He's well guarded. Moreover, no one would assassinate him for the sake of our naval dispositions, supposing he had been entrusted with them. Not in this day and age. All that I'm concerned about is how the Black Stone and Scudder got their information, and that's a private scandal, not an international situation. The Black Stone have tapped some source. We must find it. The man they call Appleton's a ringleader. There's no question about it.
Yes, but he won't be there now. And he wore a motoring cap, sunglasses, and a large gray mustache.
Scotland Yard will know their hideout now, though. To lead, Hanny, to lead.
To think of it, right in my own constituency.
Excuse me, Sir Walter.
Yes, what is it? We're very busy.
There's a chap called from London, sir. They want to speak to you personally.
Excuse me, you two. I won't be a minute.
Well, I told you, Dick. Sir Walter is compounded of avuncular caution and British reason.
But the world's not run on reason, Harry. Everything about Scudder was pure romance, even his death.
Well, we Britishers, this sceptred isle. After all, you have been in Africa for 5 years. Perhaps you've been too close to jungle politics.
Jungle politics? There's not much difference. Man can howl with the beasts, and when he does, he howls with the voice of nation and race. You can hear the jungle chorus in Europe today. You don't have to go to Africa.
Yes, when it comes to beasts and such, they say even England is going to the dogs. Oh, well, here comes British reason back again. What did London have to say, Uncle Walter?
Henny, I apologize to the shade of Scudder. Karolides was shot not half an hour ago.
And the naval dispositions?
Disappeared.
What has Scotland Yard done about it?
Every eastern and southern harbor is under guard.
Well, obviously, then the Black Stone will not try to reach the continent by one of the southern or eastern harbors.
Well, where else are we likely to lay hands on them?
An unlikely place, a bare coast. Scudder mentioned 2 operating places. One near Dover.
Yes, there's a tidy mileage of bare coast near Dover.
Should be one particular place to find. Retired, not a regular harbor. Some place where a yacht or a small boat could put in fair safety.
But that would depend on the tide. At high tide, any number of places would
Great
be...
Great Scott!
What's the matter?
High tide? 10:17? 39 steps.
Scudder's last words.
Dick, old boy, I think you've hit.
I'll lay my last shilling. There's some place near Dover with a staircase to the sea. 39 steps to the sea... And it'll be high tide there tonight at 17 minutes past 10.
Why tonight?
It's only a chance. We're gambling that Scudder met the night when Karolides' murderers were trying to make away.
Isn't there some inspector or other, some Coast Guard lad who knows the coast?
I can get that information. I'll put in the call right away.
We can check the tide tables, too. Well, Harry, my lad, you feel game for an aeroplane jaunt to Dover this afternoon?
A plane in Galloway?
This is now government business.
Oh, my dear Richard, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. Shakespeare.
Seven, 38,
39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44.
Well, I don't know about you. All I want to do is sit down.
The Coast Guard chap gave us the right steer after all.
The right steer? 2 hours we've been counting steps. Steps, 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 marching up and down again.
Let's get back to the road.
Oh, must you be so rugged? Anyway, it's only 9 o'clock. Nothing happens till 10:17.
Don't be an idiot. You've got to get back to the village and route out Sir Walter and the police.
Aye, aye, Chief. Step, 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 marching up and down again. And there's no discharge in the war. Disabled hideout. Never seen anything quite so middle class in my life.
Yeah. Looks respectable, all right.
Cozy lights, windows open, everything above board, family sitting around. All it needs is... Yes, by George, I'm right.
Hmm? What are you so right about?
Look, they're playing three-handed bridge, father, mother, and Sonny Jim. You will feel like a fool, Hanny, if they're all they seem to be.
The Blacks don't know how to play up to their surroundings. That's the reason for their success.
What's our next move?
I'm a weary traveler whose car is in a ditch down the road.
Could you wait in their cozy living room while it's being repaired? If they're the Black Stone, they'll devour you.
Well, are they the Black Stone? We have to prove it. What evidence have we? The fact that they have 39 steps in their seawall.
Don't you recognize the old boy without his sunglasses, etc.?
Well, if he's that chap in Galloway, remember, I only saw him for a couple of minutes. Could be he, but I'll have to prove it. He's a superb actor and no fool at disguises.
But he'll know you, you fool.
Of course, but he daren't show it. You'll have to bluff it out, convince me I'm on the wrong track.
A little fellow like you going into that den of middle-class respectability.
I have nothing to fear if I know the Blackstone. They'll stand still and melt into their background. The best of disguises, rabbits do it by turning white in winter.
Well, I'll have Sir Walter and the police handy anyhow, just in case your friends never heard about the rabbits.
I have a couple of cards up my sleeve, too, don't forget. I'll crack their disguise somehow, don't worry.
Do you want the rest of us to charge the house, or what?
Surround the grounds and wait. I'm ready, I'll blow my whistle.
He blows your whistle, and out pops the constabulary. Righto. You know, maybe you'll be welcomed in yon family circle.
How's that?
To make a forfeit bridge. Cheerio.
Yes?
I wonder if I might use your phone, sir. I've had an accident with my car down the road.
Why, certainly. Come in. The telephone's right through there.
Thank you.
Bad accident?
Yes. Driving to Dover in too great a hurry and missed the turn.
There's a garage in the village. You'll have to wait, though.
Oh, that's a nuisance. Well, my own fault. This way.
Right. You're welcome to come in and wait in the living room when you finish phoning.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Who is it?
Keep quiet. I can handle this.
What's up?
It's Hanny.
How did he trace us?
Quiet. Is there anyone outside, Franz?
I can't see. It's too dark.
Police must be around somewhere. He wouldn't come here alone. Now get this clear. They have nothing on us. Not a thing.
How did they get here, then?
Scudder, probably, but he's dead. They can't prove a thing. We're an ordinary family in an ordinary summer home. We've got to keep him thinking that until the boat gets in. We've only 45 minutes.
And what's Hanny going to be doing between now and then?
Looking for an opening, a weak spot. Remember, he has no real evidence. If he had, he wouldn't come knocking at the door with a cock and bull story about an accident.
We're an ordinary family in an ordinary home. Right.
And we were in France until the morning. I have the excess luggage receipts if he asks questions.
Yes, I know the story. But another ordeal. Thank heaven this is the last night.
Here he comes.
Pick up your cards. Well, Jerry, that puts you another game up. Let's see. 30 and 20 is 50 in...
I'm having no luck tonight. Worst cards.
Pardon me?
Oh, did they fix you up?
They're coming to tow me in. It'll be some time.
It needn't bother you. You're quite welcome to wait here. May I introduce my wife, Mrs. Appleton?
Forgive me for breaking up your bridge game.
And this is my son, Jerry.
Too bad about your car.
I've always said it's a nasty road.
I'm a careless driver, I'm afraid. Oh, excuse me. I haven't introduced myself. I imagine you've heard of me, though. Scudder is my name. Franklin Scudder.
Should we have heard of you, Mr. Scudder?
My name's been figuring in the papers recently. Scotland Yard made another blunder and had me mixed up in a murder case. Silly business, but very awkward.
We've been on the continent until this morning, Mr. Scudder, a month's holiday.
So we've been out of touch with the local news.
We've been away for a month,
We always try for a break, Mr.
That reminds me, Father, you didn't give me those excess luggage, you see. I haven't checked up on that trunk I got in Paris.
You want them now? I have them right here in my pocketbook.
Would you have to drive into Dover to check up on that trunk, Harry?
Yes, it's got tied up somewhere. Last of custom.
Well, why not let me handle it for you? I can do it first thing in the morning and have the trunk sent up.
Very kind of you, Mr. Scudder.
Not against me. Here's the receipt. Are you sure it won't be putting you out?
No trouble at all. Yes. This should prove you did get off the boat this morning. I shouldn't have any trouble convincing the customs.
Perhaps Mr. Scudder would like to have the Paris sail slip too, Jerry. Just in case the officials ask too many questions.
Good idea. I'll fetch it before you go. It's upstairs. It gives the date, price, and everything. With signatures.
As good as an alibi, eh? Wish I could have had one for the past week.
The past month, Mr. Scudder.
Ridiculous business, customs.
Isn't it?
They always treat you like a smuggler or some kind of a criminal. It would be funny if it weren't so, so...
customary?
Oh,
well, you have about 20 minutes yet, Mr. Scudder, before they come for your car, if I know the village mechanics. How about joining us in a family game? We play a penny, a hundred.
Well, my bridge isn't up to yours, I'm afraid, but if you don't mind a duffer...
Nonsense. I'm sure you play a very good game.
Of course he does.
Cut for partners. Scudder.
Ace of hearts. That should be a good omen.
Well, there's only one card that will beat it. Your cut, darling.
Clock. What's keeping him?
Harry, are you sure they were playing bridge? I'm going to see.
That they were, Uncle Walter. It's a fact. The four of them, cool as cucumbers.
Cucumbers?
Oh, that reminds me. I'm hungry.
What can be their game?
Auction.
Oh, don't be a fool. The longer I stay here, the more I'm convinced the whole thing is the biggest sort of a wild goose chase. It's almost high tide, and I don't see what's to...
A light, low in the water. Some small craft coming in.
Well, that would seem to settle it. Gather up a couple of men and let's search the house. This waiting in the wind...
Hannay started this. Let him finish it his own way. He wants to be sure before he acts. You know, you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs.
Who's losing his head? I don't understand his methods, that's all. Bridge games. What's he waiting for? I'm chilly.
This hand should finish the rubber. We have a game each and something on.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm getting a splitting headache. Channel crossing today and... getting moved in again?
We'll take them this time, Mother.
Cards came out right. That's a wonder. I was sure I'd misdealt.
You're doing very well tonight, my dear.
My bid? Oh, dear, my pass, I guess.
Don't sound so dismal, partner.
If you could see this hand.
Your bid, Mr. Scudder.
Oh, excuse me. One heart.
Spade. I have to pass, partner.
Me too.
Raise it to two. Two hearts.
And two spades.
Well, after your rebid, I think I can give you a raise, Scudder. Three hearts.
Still pass.
By me.
You can't bluff me, Father. I'm taking it to three spades.
Who said I was bluffing? That's as high as I can go.
Pass again.
Well, we must consider this. Yes. I'm going to double that, Jerry. Double three spades.
That's just what I was hoping for. I redouble.
Jerry!
No. This is the break, Mother. We have this game on ice.
You haven't seen my hand yet.
I don't need your hand. The rubber's as good as over. Your lead, Father.
Three spades, double and redoubled. Be careful here. Well, Scudder, you'd like my highest heart, I suppose. What do you think of the queen?
Father talks a good game for his opponents.
Thank heavens I'm the dummy. I couldn't play another hand if my life depended on it.
My trick with the queen. Ah, let's try hearts again.
Put on the seven for me, will you, Mother, darling?
What's the matter, Scudder? Planning your strategy? It's your play.
Sorry. I'll play the king.
And I'll trumpet. Too bad, sir. It had to be done. I'll lead now, Mother, and just watch us go.
Don't be too cocky, young fellow.
I think we better draw some trumps. We'll start right out with the ace. Try and beat that one, Father.
Just a minute now. I thought this was a friendly game.
What do you mean?
We're only playing a penny a hundred, but still.
What's the matter, Scudder?
That ace of spades just led.
What about it?
I happen to have that card in my hand. That's why I doubled. I have the ace of your suit, and there it is.
A Blackstone ace.
Why, you are, Jerry. This is a strange misuse of our hospitality, sir.
What's the use, Appleton? Why not admit the truth? This house is surrounded. You won't be able to get away at high tide as you planned. I'm pretty sure we'll find everything we want to in this house, including the Admiralty plans you intended to sell in Berlin. So why not acknowledge your defeat? There's nothing left for you to do.
Schnell, Franz, das Boot, das Boot.
That switch! He's after that switch on the wall to blow up the landing!
Come back, you young fool!
Schnell, Franz! Der Schwattenstein ist in der Seigerskrone!
Franz! Oh, stop him! Franz!
Come along now.
Don't take me with him. Not with him.
You don't need to be frightened of Mr. Appleton anymore. Now go along with this constable.
Where's Franz?
He's all right. You can see him later.
Well, sir, everything seems to be under control, except that their blasted boat was worn. Thoroughly untidy mess, that explosion.
The whole business is a thoroughly untidy mess.
And I wish I could believe that it all ended here.
Why not? We've nabbed the beggars, and Sir Walter has his precious naval dispositions clutched to his bosom. God's in his heaven, all right with the world.
According to Scudder, this is just one of the preliminaries.
The gospel according to Scudder again.
Rubbish, we're not living in the dark ages. There'll be no aftermath. We finish this whole Scudder-Carolides affair tonight, right here in this room.
This battered, battered room.
Mr. Henney's apartment.
Hello there, Patty. You jailbird, you.
Why, Polly, it's good to hear your voice again, sweetness and light.
You haven't got any more bodies up there, have you, Patty?
Nary a corpse.
I just saw Mr. Henney going out, so you come right down here, see? I want to hear the whole story from your own lips.
From my own lips? You know me, Polly.
Page 47, item 33, was The 39 Steps by John Buchan. Adapted for radio by Charles Rittenhouse. Produced and directed by Andrew Allen, with an original musical score composed and conducted by Lucio Agostini. In the cast, Richard Hannay was played by Bud Knapp. Paddock by Bernard Braden. Scudder by Richard Nelson. Appleton by Lister Sinclair. Franz by Sam Payne. The Woman by Kathleen Kidd. Sir Harry by John Draney. The Old Scotswoman by Ruth Springford. Polly by Daphne Dyer. And Alexander Trumbull by Frank Petty. Very active also were Frank Wade as the constable and as Sir Harry's butler, Alan King as the milkman and as Sir Walter, and Tommy Tweed, who not only was a Scottish surveyor and an old English colonel, but also managed to appear as Angus, the Cairn Terrier, and as Biddy, a hen. Other sound effects were by Gordon Tanner. The technical operation by Bruce Armstrong. Stage 47 is from Toronto. Elwood Glover speaking. This is the Trans-Canada Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.